Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday, and the Packers will not be practicing. The third day of mandatory minicamp will be spent in a somewhat team bonding exercise. We don't know what it is yet, at least I haven't seen. But the guys will be hanging out away from the football field, getting to know one another, camaraderie, building trust, and all that jazz. So no football on Ray Nitschke Field or in the Don Hudson Center today. OTAs will continue next week. I have to think a lot of guys will be out of town on the first thing smoking, if it doesn't affect their bonus money. But it was nice to see everybody on the field the last couple days. Good to see everybody here in the comments section. Good morning to everybody. I hope you're all ready for Father's Day. It's right around the corner, people, and you know what you need. You know what you want to do. You want to get your dad something cool, something unique, something like this old school Lambo print. Check that out. You want something different? Here you go. A great classic alternative to the usual photography-based sports posters that get relegated to the basement or man cave. These prints look like art. People love hanging them in a den, a living room, or a professional office because they're old school and sharp from a design perspective. You want to head to ballparkblueprints.com. That's ballparkblueprints.com. Use code Cheesehead. That's code Cheesehead to get 10% off and get dad a great, unique gift this Father's Day. Do it, people, and know you want to. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see you. I've got an early super chat. What's up, Greg? How you doing, buddy? AR said 80% of the offense was designed to go to Devontae, not by Matt LaFleur. That belief was the problem and is the hope for the improvement this season. Thoughts? I haven't seen this quote. I didn't watch the entirety of his availability. So if he said it there, I haven't gotten to it yet. But, I mean, I don't think that's breaking news, right? The fact that Aaron Rodgers was focused on Devontae. Nah, I don't think anybody needed Aaron Rodgers to confirm that, but it would make sense, right? The idea that, the targets were disproportionately going to 17, something pretty much the whole world saw, right? And you know, whether it was by design or whether it's just he was the first read and Rodgers is going with the first read, or maybe he's forcing it, depending on who you're asking, that could all be true. But going forward, yes, I do believe, and actually, funny you should mention this, it is something one of the few football topics I talked to Matt about when he came over to Banky's house a couple weeks ago. We did talk about what the offense could and should look like going forward and how exciting it was. And I was joking with him about Corey and I, back in the day, one of the geekiest things, and we are true geeks, we used to get so excited about was when, you know, and they've done this, they used to do this with McCarthy's offense too when Aaron was younger, but when they would show a graphic like Brett Favre has hit 11 different receivers, and then they would break it down like, you know, three wide receivers, two running backs, two tight ends, a fullback, and blah, blah, they would list out like all the different positions that have gotten the ball in the passing game. That is the dream, right? And I do think going forward, sans or post Devontae, that will undoubtedly be the focus. Yes, they want to run the offense as it's designed to spread the ball around. And now, you know, will there be certain games or certain matchups where they think they can take advantage of a defense or a particular defender with one of their guys in particular, and they think they have a matchup advantage? Sure, of course, that's NFL football, right? But I do think you're going to see much more game planning and many more games where there are lots of different targets for lots of different guys. I absolutely, like I said, coach pretty much said that's the dream. That's the hope way going forward. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing, buddy? Good to see you. I hope you're doing well. He'll still throw to Adams. Ben, come on, buddy. Is this supposed to be a happy occasion? Let's not bicker and argue about who's throwing to who. Mark, what's going on, buddy? Do you think we bring Kevin King back, and at what point do they do so? # Pappies and Puppy Fund. I think if they were going to, they would have by now. Now, perhaps prior to camp, if they think they need to bolster the position, maybe they make that move. But I'd be surprised if they made that call unless there are like a string of injuries in training camp. I think they're going to ride with what they got. Tony, good question. Do you think 12 and now a black and silver 17 have down years number-wise? That's a really good question. Somewhat. I think, you know, 17, I suspect, takes just a step back. Like, I still think he puts up big numbers, but I think it'll be a little bit less. I mean, without Aaron throwing the ball, it's no, you know, not denigrating Carr, but he's clearly not Aaron Rodgers. It's a different offense. I think he'll still produce in a major way. But, I mean, he was putting up Sterling Sharp numbers with Aaron throwing him the ball in this offense. And I just don't see that in Las Vegas. Now, who knows? McDaniels might, you know, unlock something even more amazing. I tend to doubt it because it's hard to see, but maybe. But, yeah, I tend to think 17 probably dips just a little bit. As far as 12, I think the potential is there for him to stick right where he's at numbers-wise. Again, for what we were talking about, that production, while, you know, tantalizing to, when you look at it from the lens of a single player, it's still, I think, out there for him to attain. He's just got to throw to different dudes in different situations. So I think, you know, the potential sure certainly is there for him to take a step back numbers wise, but I don't see that happening. I really don't. Tyler, what's up, man? Hat tip to Tyler Herrick for that Stranger Things OTA meme. Had me cracking up this AM. Great season so far. Yes, I loved the latest Stranger Things. Finished it the other day with Olive, who then I sent that meme to, and she responded, "This is so stupid. I love it." Anything with the Packers, she's never really a fan of, but she did appreciate the Stranger Things roping in. Hey, Nags, any insight to ticket availability for the London game? I got nothing, DFW. I haven't seen hide nor hair so far. If somebody in the comments can help you out, maybe Packers fans worldwide can chip in, but I have yet to see anything. There we go. I believe July 26th is the date they go on sale. Thank you, Joey. Nags, please explain why Yosh Nijman is not only the greatest left tackle of all time, but the greatest football player of all time. Steven, I would love to explain that if I could, but I don't like to lie to people. You know, I don't like to sit up here and tell you guys half-truths or give you misinformation. So I'm not going to go down that road because those two things are clearly true. And Nags, what can we take away from camp? If you mean mini camp, that everybody stayed healthy? You know, we saw a little bit of Rasul Douglas in the slot. Alan Lazard wasn't there. This, you know, I got a faux argument with Zabe this morning on the radio about this. I mean, it's glorified babysitting. You know, look, I know Matt wants them all there. Every coach does. But this is not 1957. They're not driving beer trucks in the offseason. You know, they're in shape. They're pro athletes. And what they need to do, the standpoint of getting in shape and getting ready for the season, can all get done during training camp. Now, do I think it's beneficial for some of the younger guys to be there? Absolutely. 100%. Just to get the lay of the land, understand how practices are run and where they need to be and how they're going to be coached. All those things I do believe matter. And I 100% understand and agree that the young guys definitely should be in attendance. But man, if you're a vet, there is zero reason for you to be there. But it's mandatory and they tie it into their bonus money, so they all show up. And I get it. That's fine. I get it. Coaches want control. Absolutely understood. Other than that, the only thing you can really kind of take away or really should care about is guys being injured. And I know Rashawn Gary went down a couple times, but he seems to be okay. Outside of that, you know, yeah, you can get a kind of a feel for who's running where as far as this guy was playing with the ones or this guy was with the twos or whatever. You get a little bit of that. But again, it doesn't really matter until the pads come on. I mean, last year we had Devondre Campbell running with the twos right up until the pads came on in training camp. And then the hitting started, and then he was with the ones. You know what I mean? And that's when it matters. That's when they're playing some semblance of football. And even at training camp, especially at the start, they're not really there. They're still not going full speed. So it's, yeah. And I understand. Look, I get people are geeked about it. I was talking to Corey on Twitter the other day. Like, we used to have a live stream where Brian Caravu, one of our old writers who used to run the site, he would, like, read out the tweets from practice, from mini camp practice. And we would get a huge audience for this. And we would discuss it, you know? We were fucking geeks about it. Like, I get the excitement. I understand, especially kind of this point of the offseason, like, man, you're just dragging on into the summer. And you're like, oh, you just want football. So then you get some Packers football. The guys are on the field. They're running around. I love it. I get it. I'm with you. But as far as, like, what can you get out of it? What can you tell? What can you analyze? What, you know, things, it's mostly crumbs. I mean, I'm not dismissing it all, but mostly it's crumbs. Carl, what's up, man? Nice Holy Grail reference. Thank you. Saw a photo of the D-line coach Montgomery on Twitter, and my eyes lit up. If those young dudes pan out, holy cow. Yep, it could be a formidable group up front. But again, they're running around in shorts right now. So let's see what happens when the pads come on. But man, put Wide in that mix with Reed and guys who are already there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sean, what's up, man? Any coach you especially interested in this year, new or returning? I'm interested to see what Vrabel does with the wide receivers. You know, I mean, he's done a good job. He's been promoted now, passing game coordinator. I'm really kind of fascinated to see how these young guys come along under his tutelage. And I think he's done a good job so far. I mentioned on Twitter the other day, there are countless times you can see on tape where the guys make their cuts in concert, like in unison, to the point where it looks like a Madden animation. Like, he does a really good, and that's not always the case. I remember when Edgar Bennett took over as wide receivers coach, that kind of, that stuff, that attention, the minutia to detail kind of stuff kind of fell away a little bit. It's kind of some of the best kind of coordination I've seen since Jimmy Robinson was in town under McCarthy. He was a ball buster about that stuff. I think Vrabel's done a good job up to this point, but you know, you got these young guys, got to break them in, got to get them ready, got to get them out there and in sync with 12 and gain that trust, etc. It's a tall task, man. So I'm very interested to see how that transpires, so to speak. Tommy, I'm not reading that out, but I feel you, man. What else we got? I have a secret football crush on Jonathan Ford. Let's go. Brandy, it's not secret anymore if you tell everybody or if I read it out, which I just did, but I hear you. Rogers hurt toe. What's up, man? Is it dropping dimes and suck it signs time? If so, the toe approves. Go back, go. I don't think we're there quite yet. I think we'll be there probably when the pads come on in camp. Right now, we are officially in pre-camp mode. I'm calling it. That's right. Tell Banky I said so. D-back doing the same drills Elton was doing with the rehab group has me nervous. Fingers crossed, man. You're not alone. Been saying for the last week or so, it doesn't feel great to see him working with the rehab group. Whatever drills he's doing, not a fan. Don't love it. I'm trying to be optimistic. We don't talk about Bakhtiari. And it's not a problem until it's a problem. And when we start training camp, I do expect him to be on PUP for cautionary reasons at first. And the pads come on, and then we'll see. But yeah, it just doesn't feel great. Went back to see Jair's missed tackle that led to the 49ers field goal that's fueled his offseason. Tough watch. Yeah, but watch the rest of it. And I get it. Like, athletes need to drive themselves, right? Totally get it. But, man, the position they were in, come on. Especially the way he played in that game, which was outstanding. I mean, I get it, but it's all good. Brandy, Preston Smith in coverage will stop now? It's never going to fully stop. I think you'll see a lot less of it. But outside backer, you're gonna have to do pass drops occasionally. That's just the nature of the beast. That will happen from time to time. And it's never going to be in the sense of, like, I would hope anyway, like with Mike Pettine, where we saw him split out wide because they were in man and he had to take whoever, like the running back was out there. Hopefully no more of that. But pass drops, you're going to, at outside backer, you're going to do that eventually, depending on whatever's called. Like, there are just going to be calls where, especially, like, let's say they have a call on where he is supposed to be rushing the passer and then they flip the call. And he's suddenly the drop guy, like he's got to take up one part of his zone, et cetera. Cause that happens. You're never going to completely eliminate that. That's just NFL football. Jeff, what's up, man? OTAs are basically culture building. No. Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. I mean, in culture building and culture learning, culture teaching, you know, that's why I say the young guys benefit from being there. You know, you're telling them what's what, you're showing them who you are, how you operate. So, yeah, in that sense, definitely. No question. Where's Raji today? Any sightings? Nothing so far. Do Packers run more forefront with the D-line since they have more personnel. Complicated? I think not really. I think they'll run a five-man front, but they're going to utilize their outside backers to do so. We saw a lot of that last year, especially against teams they wanted to stop the run with or against. But I don't think you'll see a ton of traditional four defensive linemen on the field at the same time. I think you're probably going to see precious few three-man lines. I think they'll utilize their backers a lot of different ways. There will certainly be times when they mix and match, and there you will get bigger bodies, a few more bigger bodies on the field. But like just straight up four-man lines, I don't think you're going to see a lot of that. Now, that's just guesswork on my part. Could come out this September and see tons of it, for all we know. But I would guess not. Are longer interviews part of a new contract? I don't think so, Ben. But I would have to ask. Coach Yash, I like it. Does spreading it out mean two back sets? Finally. Paul, let's hope so. This is something I got into a little bit with one of the guys at PFF about this, or I responded to something he had put out there. Because, yeah, I think they are really successful when they use both AJ and Aaron Jones in the same backfield any number of different ways. And I love the idea of getting them on the field more together. And it seems to be something they pay a lot of lip service to this time of year or even during the season, like on Wednesdays. But it's so few and far between when they actually utilize them. Funnily enough, I don't know what it is about Zimmer's defense, but that more often than not was the team that they utilized them during openers. Like a lot of times, either at Minnesota or at Lambeau, when they're playing the Vikings, they've utilized both Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon in the backfield together in some of the first opening 15 calls. So clearly part of the game plan, part of your openers, but then they never get back to it. And that's what drives me insane because it's so successful. There's a play they used, I think it's the first year Matt was in town, when they played Minnesota at Lambeau. And they marched right down the field, first drive of the game, scored a touchdown on one of the best plays where they had Aaron Jones flank out wide to the left, out of the backfield, and they threw a screen right back to Jamal Williams. And I love that play, and I wish they would utilize it more. But those are the types of things you can do, right? And like I said, they seem to get to it during openers or / game plan parts, but when they get into the flow of the game, they never seem to get back to it. Or they never seem to utilize it or accentuate or feature it. And I really hope they do this year because they got two really, really talented guys back there who I think can be a matchup nightmare for most defenses. No tune recommendations from Uncultured Barbarian today. Feels like something's missing. I know. I think he was here the other day, but he's been slacking lately. I got to admit, but you know what? It's the off season for everybody. Fine, man. You got to take care of yourself. Do what you got to do. Get yourself in your right headspace. Maybe he's pulling an Al Lazard, you know, just taking the summer for himself. I totally get it, man. As long as he's here when training camp starts, all is well. Nags, you should reach out to Big Cat and try to get him on the Cheesehead game day stream when we play the Bears in week 2. Let me tell you something, Dell. That overture has been made before, and he and I have talked about it. He's always, quote, so busy that he can't. But we have talked about it, and it probably will happen eventually. Maybe not this year, but sometime down the road, we will watch a game together. That will happen. But, you know, he's a big star with lots of responsibilities, so getting a free game day from him is usually pretty tough. But the invitation is open. He's always welcome. And I'm right in Midtown. Ain't too tough, but we'll see. Nags, you seem to be really into the show today. What gives? Is it the coffee? Carrie, I'm in every show. I don't take days off. I always bring it. I don't know. I'm making that up as I go. I'm glad you're enjoying the energy. Speaking of which, I got to go because I got a lot of stuff I got to do. But thank you guys so much for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.